and we say no. Witch in the bitch, what? Come on now. I said, witch in the bitch, what? Come on now. I said, witch in the bitch, what? Don't you better be a snitch, what?
Nice, that's a good theme song.
It's not that good, Denny's. You have been drinking whiskey, as we all have. And hello, weirdos out there in weirdo land. I have got a very special guest, plural. Yeah, we got Virginia, we've got Panda, and we've got Denny's, and we got Jerry Soma. Jerry Soma. I mean, the God who puts on the Feast of Little Italy and...
The godfather of Rocco.
To my kid.
And the godfather of basically South Florida.
Virginia, what are you drinking tonight?
I am doing a grown-up lemonade. So this is Tito's on a rocks, and it's a 16-ounce cup with homemade lemons from my garden.
Wow. Ooh. You son of a bitches grow fruits and vegetables just like Denny's.
We do. I had the children pick me the lemons that are in this drink, and they are so delicious.
Well, I mean, first time ever Sasquatch Recordings, the podcast area. What do you think? Are you feeling accommodated?
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it. And even, like, Chewie's chilling right now, but he's been talking to us the whole time we got here.
He's been barking. Virginia, I know you always talk shit about Chewie, but here's the thing. Chewie is not doing so well these days.
Aww.
But you know what? Fuck that. We're not talking about that. Let's go ahead and talk about our podcast.
No, really get into it, Bird.
Maybe don't say fuck that when you talk about Chewie.
Okay, here's what we're going to not do while we do this podcast. We're not going to allude that Jay Bird fucks his dog. Not in my own damn home. Okay, Virginia, tell the people why we are pre-gaming. It's kind of like a red carpet event.
It really is. So tonight, it is the birthday.
It sounds like you're doing a commercial.
Of really does. One.
I feel like I'm at RMF. Like, what's happening?
It totally sounds like you went into a commercial.
I am. I am plugging Jim Romano's birthday.
Give us the commercial version of what's going on tonight. Like a 15-second spot.
So tonight, at Jim Romano's house, it'll be moments that you're like, wow, did I drink that? Did I shoot that? Did I smoke that? But you're going to love it all night long.
And after you do all that, you say, shit that. Denny's, you're awfully quiet.
Oh, again, I'm just soaking it in, man. Getting all these all-stars in one room like this.
Well, what do y'all think about Denny's new jacket?
Get out of here.
Oh, that's a bitch-ass move right there.
Look at that.
That's a bitch-ass jacket. So we're just here trying to get a little weird before the whole Jim Romano Bigfoot
birthday
party
throwdown.
Yeah.
You got a pregame. Look, when you go into the den of Romano's, you better have a fucking buzz.
Yes. Okay, so Panda, are you doing a shot? Now, Panda never drinks.
Panda, cheers.
I have to. I feel like I have. It's a must for it's like when I hang out with this group.
You're in the den of sin.
Because if I don't, it's just kind of like...
Okay. All right, so we were talking before this podcast started. Birdney, our producer for the Weird Whatever podcast, she brought up the topic of what is your fetish? If you actually had a fetish that kind of gets you off, that's a little out there, what would that be? I know I got some shit.
No one's shocked. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You could write a book.
You don't have to answer that right now. Denny's, other than Mish in the dark, what do you love?
Yeah, I like all the regular stuff. I'm not as adventurous as I probably should be. Not that, you know, I'm a prude either.
Well, tell us more.
Yeah, and baby, ain't no one calling you a prude.
I like moving through the positions, kind of like each time, yeah. I like the whole motions of that.
Do you smack it up, flip it, rub it down?
See, I'm not, that's the thing, I'm not so much into the smacking or the verbal, you know.
Okay, Panda, I know you're not... I know Virginia's not into this. She's expressed this on the podcast before. But do you like a little smacky-smacky on the assy-assy?
No, I don't.
I'm not talking about like a horse. I'm just saying just a little tap.
Nah, it really doesn't do anything
for me.
Just a tap? It doesn't do anything for me.
Neither do I. I love it. I love it.
He loves it too much. He might not know the difference between pleasure and pain.
Yeah. No,
not anymore.
They're one and the same.
No, I actually don't like a lot of pain.
Do you like it when Chewy bites your dick?
Panda, every time she brings up my dog in a sexual manner, I'm going to stop talking. We're going to shut down the podcast. It's going to get awkward, and I'm just going to look at you and go, it's your chick, man. And I'm not, no one's going to say anything.
Better put a leash on that puppy.
If you know what line of a movie that's from, please let us know in the comment section. We'll get no comments.
Aww.
It's a great line. I love that line. So, yeah, if you are listening, this is extra content. Do not expect anything great from this broadcast. In fact, there's no prep. There's nothing. It's just friends getting together.
Awful. We've never done this. So it's kind of like uncharted territory that we've been talking about for months.
What are you drinking again?
I'm drinking vodka on the rocks with my fresh grown lemons.
And Panda. Oh, he never drinks, but when he does, he drinks and he broadcasts it live. So he can just throw it all away. The career, just
throw it all out the window in a blue solo cup.
Yeah. We said, J-Bird, do you have any glasses?
Nope.
All he has is solo cups.
No, I am so trying hard to not become an adult. I'm doing my best.
Resisting.
It's so not fun.
I'm with you.
You are all gassed up, you adults. You are. Not y'all. I'm talking to the generalized crowd of adults out there.
Well, we have kids, so we kind of have to do that shit.
I get it. No,
I'm still terrible at it.
No, you guys are not terrible at your kid.
I'm not. I mean, like, adulting.
Oh, yes.
I will say that openly, that I'm not good.
Do you pay for your... So all your bills, are they all auto-pay? No. So you don't have to think about it?
No, dude.
Who does your shit?
I had the majority of them are, but there's some that you know, they're like, would you like to be an auto payment? You know what? I might have to delay your payment, so no.
I mean, and what the fuck is FICA? And your and your check.
Yeah. Awful.
Awful. And why do they take so much? Did you see the new tax they're taking out?
No.
BE? Breathing expense?
Breathing expense.
You like that one, Virginia, all right?
MFBE, motherfucking breathing expense. That ain't right.
All right, so tonight, obviously celebrating.
What?
Oh, Bird. So we've been probably partying since.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
You've been drinking since 5 a.m.
I'm not proud of
that
audience.
Story.
I'm not.
That is a true ass story.
And do me a favor, do not send me emails about how I have to get my life together. It's fallen upon ears that don't want to hear that shit.
He doesn't check email.
Yeah.
I read them all. Even you, coward from Broward. Oh, yeah. And I, never mind. I almost said something very out of line. Because I did what Virginia does. Okay, so to let the audience know, if somebody really annoys us online to the point where they kind of hit a spot where they're so annoying, Virginia will do such an investigation on their life. Oh. She knows their car. She knows their mother's name. She knows if their mother took a shit.
I get in there and I want to see, okay, what does this guy's wife look like? What's his job? What's he got going on? And then I find the weak spot and I attack.
I don't know if you and Ralston know, but she's a Navy SEAL. Like before she got on into radio, she was like a SEAL.
No, I know that's not true.
In New Orleans,
yeah, I'm not over here going.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like it, Panda. I will say this though. So I did something that Virginia does where I went after somebody online. They were going after me. They're ripping me apart. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm you know, saying shit to him. I found out this son of a bitch has 8 restraining orders against him from 8 different people.
Oh, jeez.
He goes on Reddit and talks. He writes manifestos about how everyone done him wrong.
Great.
And one of the most popular manifestos that he wrote on Reddit was how nobody does him wrong. And if he feels like they did him wrong, he's going to correct it.
Okay.
Do you remember me telling you on the air, I said, Virginia, if I end up dead, There's a name I have to give.
He gave it.
It is that guy.
That guy's no fun. Like, it's fun
oh, really?
To play with some of these people no. like a cat toy. I like to bat them around like a cat toy. If they bat back. But as soon as you find out the guy has 8 restraining orders it from is. 8 different people, and he possibly could come to your house and murder you, where's that fun?
Well, I backed yeah, out.
That ain't fun.
I didn't know that's what was going on. I found that out.
I'm not looking for an intruder in my home. Yeah. That's not what I'm looking for. I love to fight on Twitter, but that's it.
One of the posts he said, I hope I get Jason alone so nobody can see what I'm going to do to him. That's online.
Signed Chewy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get out of my house right now. Pandas are cool, but Virginia, get the fuck out of my house.
I do have to pee. Can I pee outside like Chewy?
You know what? While you're at poop, take about 30 minutes. Go. You can pee if you can.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. The bathrooms are over there. Buy a Jerry Soma.
I just peed right
Jerry,
here.
Jerry!
Jerry! Jerry! Jerry!
Listen to that audience. That's just Jerry Soma. Yeah. But we love it. And we got Brittany doing the producing.
Is that Brittany or Brittany?
Well, our nickname is Brittany. Our weird whatever audience knows that.
Okay.
But her real name's Brittany.
I've known her as Brittany. I'm just trying to acclimate.
Yeah, you're just trying to, you know, throw some opinions, fuck some shit up. You know,
she's a doll, and you don't deserve her, but welcome to the program.
She's a doll. I don't. So why don't I deserve her? Oh, that's just mean Virginia zingers when she's drinking a gallon of vodka. Leave your comments below.
It's a half gallon. Fuck you.
Leave your comments below. Is Virginia mean when she drinks a gallon of vodka? We'll get a cop.
He loves it. Because
he's like this. He's like, yeah, get her bird. Yeah. You don't have to go home to her.
Wait, should we go to commercial? Oh, no, we don't have any. Oh.
Wait, what? I don't even get the joke. If you're going to insult me, at least make the joke. Dog, this podcast isn't about zingers at all.
Look, man. Yes.
Exactly.
I'm on vodka.
Yeah, I know.
This podcast is literally.
But you don't have to act like caca.
Out of control.
You've known her longer than I have, so.
I know.
And that's why.
Nice going on that one, dipshit. Where were you?
Producer Denny's awfully fucking quiet. Oh yeah, seriously, this podcast is not for the faint of heart. A lot of F-bombs, a lot of yelling.
Oh, I just cursed, didn't I? Dude,
it's okay.
I have said fuck 19 times. It's my own home.
It's habit, because anytime I'm on the radio with you guys, I'm at the studio. It's like 7:30 in the morning.
I got an email that I'm going to read on the Weird Whatever podcast, 6 o'clock Wednesday here live. It was trashing me about.
Aww.
Well, it was trashing me about my language. Oh, you're so edgy. You say fuck when you talk, and oh, you think you're so cool. You want to be comedian. First
Damn.
Of all, I don't think I'm a comedian. I'm an orator. And when I talk about Star Wars for Virginia, I am a borator. That's how you know we're drunk.
Yeah, Virginia's surrounded by Star Wars right now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She's pretty impressed.
Virginia let the cat out of the bag before the whole podcast. I love making fun of Jason on the air because it's funny, but girls are going to like these figurines. Oh, Brittany, yeah. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hey. No, I get it. I see what happens. I know how it is. On the air, it's fun to make fun of you because it's like, oh, never touched a titty, have a bunch of toys. They go hand in hand. But when chicks get in here, I can see how this is impressive.
They get caught up in it.
They get caught up in it.
You look at a fucking 1978 Greedo, you're like, bird, touch this titty.
You kind of aren't fucking around. I mean, the investment piece that is this living room.
I wanted to make a studio.
It's great. I actually do love it. Because I love when somebody loves something and then surrounds themselves with it. I believe your home is your nest. Mm-hmm. And you should make it such that makes you peaceful and happy and brings you joy. And if anybody fucks with that, kick them the fuck out.
And when we get a house... When we finally get that house, we are going to put another chunk of money, better lighting, better everything.
I love it.
I mean, my weird sign burnt out. I'm just waiting to fix it because what's the point now?
You're fine.
Yeah.
Well, how did your meeting go with Chip?
So I had to do an emergency thing with Chewy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't get into it, but I started to get into it with you before the podcast, and you kind of dressed me down a little bit in front of Jerry Soma, which was very insulting, very disrespectful, because he's a fellow Italian, and I respect him so much. But we can't get into the very depressing details of my dying dog.
Chewy just ripped one, by the way. It smells so foul.
Okay, so this is great for me because if I pass a quick weight loss fart, I'm going to blame it on
Chewy.
Oh, was
it you?
It might have been me.
Do not blame. It does smell like her brain.
If you blame your farts on my dog.
Just did.
Get the fuck out of
she
my house.
She has a brand.
Oh, yeah.
Hers are brand.
Oh, you're telling me about her farty brands? Oh, yeah.
That's it. That is you, isn't it? It's very sulfur. You had eggs today.
I will. It's
That's her.
It's definitely for
Wow.
I know. Yeah. No, because guess what? I just got it.
I'm sorry, Chewy.
That is not my dog's fart.
Buddy, I am
sorry. Sorry and not sorry.
If you ever blame your farts on my dog ever again.
Chewy! For God's sake, Chewy.
Put it together. That's fucked up.
No, I swear it actually wasn't me. I will.
Uh-huh. What? Let's move on.
I don't think it was me. Was it me?
If you say I don't think it was me.
I don't think it was me.
That right there shows you have a problem. I don't think it was me. I don't think I murdered
him. Dude, quick weight loss makes your sphincter do things it doesn't do normally.
Do you have a boner panda? How hard are you?
Oh, boy.
Because I know I'm at attention after those comments.
Makes the sphincter go crazy.
Tell Virginia, when she gets that gross, it's quick friend loss.
Yeah.
Quick friend loss.
Again, Denny's.
Yeah.
Why so?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. Why so subdued?
Well, I'm kind of the wafting of the fart has made it over here.
You smell it, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's no joke.
I'm telling you, it wasn't me.
Now
it was Chewy.
Now it's trending.
It was Chewy.
That thing's trending.
Hashtag Chewy fart.
Dog, I'm so. It wasn't going. It wasn't going.
You might want to check his pulse.
Okay.
Oh jeez.
We're not doing Chewy dead jokes. Because you're the one that farted. Now you're trying to. Now you're trying. I mean, whoever denied it. We have to go into all the rules. Whoever denied it, supplied it. No. Whoever started, farted.
It is pretty thick in the air, though.
Right, I love how you look out at Jerry, stone cold.
Jerry's like, what is going on? He can't believe it.
Did you take more of your shot, Panda?
Gone, baby.
Oh, look at that.
Bring the Jameson, Jerry.
No, leave. It's cool. It's
no,
cool.
No.
Jerry,
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. What?
Drop it like it's hot.
What? Drop it like it's hot.
Now,
drop it
like it's hot. Virginia loves the song Joey.
Oh, God.
We're not singing it?
We can
Joey,
sing it.
Joey,
oh, I know.
Baby. That one?
You can sing it, Panda.
Go. All right.
Oh, my God. Panda, you know, sings
let's
so
do
good.
Let's do a modern version of this song, Joey. Now, there's a lot of people listening right now. They have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Is it Stone Roses?
Concrete Blonde.
Concrete Blonde. That's
so
right.
I'm going to give you just a beat, and then you sing it. Just a bar.
Do
that
it.
Song?
Yes.
Joey,
yeah,
baby,
what,
I get crazy.
That bitch is crazy. She's so crazy.
Motherfucker said this. Motherfucker said that. Motherfucker wants a motherfucking snack.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
But. That was the warm-up.
We didn't even practice that.
But
that was pretty good.
Whether you like it or not.
You guys brought the percussion.
We did.
Yeah, you guys did.
Dun, 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 fly me. Let me play among the starfish.
Starfish.
Chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
Virginia loves the term chocolate starfish.
She does.
Because she's so not about the chocolate starfish. She's against the chocolate starfish.
You know, when she
rants against it, Panda.
I know. Yeah.
What do you mean?
You hate anal canal stuff.
Oh, no. Anal sex would not be good. Right? Right? I don't think I would get down.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, because you would have to remove the stick out of your ass.
Is this something I should try?
Oh my God. Are we really getting into this? No, we got to stop talking. I think this might be too. Well, you know what? Go.
Go ahead, guys. Riff.
It's real.
I don't think it would be fun.
Have you ever tried it?
I think once long ago, there was a possible attempt made without my permission.
Okay.
May I say.
Like a break and entry kind of a situation.
Like a breaking and trying to enter. And
oh, I can only imagine your response.
Her reaction.
I was not ready, nor.
It's like.
Yeah. If you had a hacksaw, that guy would not be alive.
Right.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Did you shut the operation down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
Right on.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I don't play.
I think if you are, whether you're playing Uno or whether you're asking somebody for a piece of pie,
yeah.
Let's ask.
Yeah.
I was one time, for me, the girl I was with was hammered. And she said, fuck me in the ass. And I was like, okay.
Really?
So I tried. And it was so... It was so slow and painful on her end that I lost it. I was like, we can't do this.
This is definitely rated R. Yes. Again, not for... Oh, my gosh. Do we have to delete this?
So it didn't go well.
I'm kidding. Of course not.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry.
Brother, we are in the
I can't
bird's
come
nest.
Here do shots of Jameson and like
put a mic in
are
front of
Are you kidding me right now?
This is a celebration of life. We are having fun. Y'all, leave your comments about what's going
I'm
on.
I'm asking
on
my
podcast.
Wife if she's had butt sex with anybody else in her life.
And you guys both shared stories.
What the?
Please share this.
We've never talked about this.
I got to tell you, I got to get you guys here every Saturday. The Witch and the Bitch podcast, I think, is a thing. I love
that it's your house and I get top billing.
Yeah.
In my own damn home. I figured it's respect. You've been in the game longer. I respect you.
Aw. The Witch and the Bitch.
I love it.
Denny's, we need a theme song.
I like it. We'll get on it.
I already did it. I already wrote it.
I love it.
So basically all this podcast is somebody saying something and me going into a Tom Cruise lap.
And us saying, I love it.
I... love to act. I'm doing my Tom Cruise.
Jason Pennington, the great actor. What's that from? What's that show from?
The great actor.
Bobby Wheeler, the great actor. Anyone? Really? I thought for sure my man Jerry would get that.
No one say it. Let it hang.
What's it from?
Let it hang.
Don't bail him out.
Taxi.
Oh, yeah, nobody's going to ever.
It's been a long time since I seen Taxi.
We'll get one comment that defends you, and that person's 63. They live in Port St. Lucie, and they listen to Gator religiously.
And they still think Mary Lou Henner can get it.
Mary Lou Henner actually can get it. Have you seen her recently?
No.
Okay, I introduced her at a whole fucking thing. Man, she was the keynote speaker at a luncheon for 500 bitches, and none of them in the whole room got their period anymore. These bitches were fired up for some Mary Lou Henner.
Let me ask you this. When you bring up an MLH, when you bring someone up like an MLH, I have to pose this question.
Yes.
You get one night purely carnal with one celebrity there's no judgment. You're not jealous. You are just going to go full gorilla and bust that thing. Who do you pick? Think about it for a second. Yeah. I'm going to give you guys some thinking.
Circle back to this?
I'm going to give you some thinking music.
Okay. Because I don't know if you know this, but Mary Lou Henner and Felicia Rashad were the first two chicks I ever whacked off to.
So it's weird. When I first started,
I don't remember which rotation, how they came first, second, but I remember specifically both
from the
of
Cosby
them,
Show.
Both, yeah.
I
did it for me.
I was probably 12, and my gosh, the werewolf feelings were amongst me, and I was watching Growing Pains.
yeah.
And you one, some you had something pain. Growing.
Yeah. One Give Carol Seaver.
Yeah. The blonde hair. The blonde
curly I'm embarrassed hair. To say this, but I was really going for it. 3 times in a half an hour.
Wow.
To Carol Seaver.
Hey, I get it, man.
At 12.
Dude, the first time I shot a rope, I thought I broke it. I'm like, what is happening right now? And I was like, this feels great.
Oh, my gosh. I agree. I was playing video games, and I'm like, what are these urges, these stirrings? And it took about 20 minutes. And then I remember thinking while I was doing it, oh, my gosh, I'm never not going to do this. Tomorrow.
Exactly. Yes.
And then it happened.
Dude, you think about it at school. You're like, I can't wait to get home.
Oh, my yeah.
God. I had on a it. Doctor's appointment later on that next week. And I thought, if I piss in the cup,
doctor, they're going to know.
Kay Pennington, your son has been touching his balls and his very small penis a lot.
Come microscopic. On,
which is not actually true.
Panda, yeah.
Put it on the table.
Yeah.
Well,
let's measure.
Back in the day when we were in high school, we were 69.
Yeah, man. I thought
69.
That's a joke. Don't fucking email me about being Panda. What is it? 69. You really 69 Panda? No, it's a joke.
Who was on top
in that situation?
Big boy.
So he face fucked you.
All right, that's too far, Virginia. That's too far.
Clean it up, guys.
Yeah, clean it up, Virginia. My God, oh. We have Jerry motherfucking Soma in the house.
And Jerry loves face fucking.
Oh my gosh.
You need to get a son of a bitch on the air. This guy.
Yeah, here.
Bring it up. Bring Jerry Soma.
Jerry Soma, get over here.
Well, and you think? We'll end it with Soma. We'll go because we probably Brittany, how long have we been going for?
12 minutes.
30 minutes? We've been going that long?
Is that long?
Yes.
Oh.
A half an hour? How many?
A hundo.
What, how many dislikes?
98.
All of them.
Yeah, all the likes.
How many likes do we have right now?
16.
Okay. So we have 100 watching. And we have 16 likes. Well, the fuck you doing, chat room?
How many comments? Go. How many comments on my wife's almost ass raping?
Oh, my.
There's so many.
I'm sorry.
He's not seasoned on the mic. I'm so sorry. Again, if you're going to...
Jameson, I've been force-fed Jameson.
Condemn me
Give
or...
him another shot.
I know.
Denny's. No. Panda needs another shot.
Oh,
the
legs are going up. Denny's has now become our bartender.
Spider, dance for me. Dance the drink back.
Jerry Soma, how are you? Jerry Soma, welcome to the program.
Hi, gang. This is awesome. I'm having a blast. This Yay. Is fantastic.
We love you, Jerry.
Do you like the loose atmosphere?
I absolutely love
In
it.
In case everybody doesn't know, so Jerry Soma is our friend for 20-plus years. We did the first Feast of Little Italy with him so many years ago at City Place, and now he is my neighbor and my son's godfather and my family for life.
I mean, Jerry is, even though I don't see him, I probably see, 3 or 4 times a year, but I would still take a bullet for you. You are You're considered my family, my man.
Love you,
brother. Totally.
Love you.
Yeah, you need to pick that up, too. 3 or 4 times a year is pathetic.
Yeah, we got to change that.
Y'all need to go out.
How do you do it, man? How do you live with her? I mean, son of a bitch. When you walk out the room, everyone in the room goes, that poor son of a bitch.
I've actually heard that.
I'm kidding. I fucking love her. I love her energy. I love the constant digging.
Dude, I'd be lost without her, truth be told.
Oh, here we go.
Seriously. But, and I'll shut the fuck up right now. But
no, it's, do not shut the fuck up.
No, it's true.
It's a podcast. You should not shut the fuck up.
We need content. It's true. Go. Yeah, rain.
No, even when she's... chugging vodka out of a magnolia glass.
It says my daughter's name on it because I couldn't find a bigger cup.
I can't. My God. This is, by the way, this is an amazing podcast.
Okay. Is it?
No, this is an amazing podcast. Yes, this is. We're going to promote the shit out of this thing.
Chewy's barking. All right.
I do want to give some... a little mic time to Jerry Soma. Jerry, now you are kind of the one that's keeping us in control tonight.
Oh, no, this is great. Are you kidding me?
What are your thoughts about tonight?
I'd like to go back 1 second. For those, thank you. Got that?
Oh. You just broke your mic, you big-fingered bitch.
Thank you.
God, man. Again, how do you do it?
I love the last one. And talking about the first time, it was the Sunday newspaper to the Macy's bra catalog. Back then in the print, Macy's bras were put in the paper.
Oh, you jerked it to the Macy's.
And they were classic, man. Dude,
Macy's catalog.
That's legit.
Delivered to the house and nobody knew it.
That's legit. I want to reset this bit. Basically, Jerry's saying he used to jerk off to newspaper articles.
Yes, this is correct. Yes. I do not deny.
Extra, extra.
This is true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're Chewy, baby. Chew.
It's okay, Bubba.
I love you. I'm going to be there in a couple minutes.
To tongue kiss you.
Yeah.
Cool. He's cool. He's waving his tail, fanning the fart. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
He's a slow decline. It Dude. Sucks. I love him so much.
Nothing like it. I get it.
Precious.
I love him so much.
He's fine.
Bro, I got a tattoo of my dog's face on my arm.
Nobody's mad that he's barking. No. He can bark all he wants.
I know that.
I know he's in distress when he's barking.
I get it.
And that's why.
Well, that's why Birdney's over there giving him some love right now.
Birdney's one of the few females that he actually really can.
Aww.
It's weird. He struggles with female energy.
Like owner, like pet.
Where does he get that from? Oh, come on now. I love strong, opinionated female energy.
You're adorable. I mean, I love it when you lie.
I actually do, if it's good. I just love
it. You do, if it's quiet.
I usually don't put it men, women, panda.
What?
I don't.
Men. You don't put it in men?
Or women.
Wow.
You don't put it in men or women?
I like to just... Who's ever cool with me, guy, girl, we're cool.
Yeah, man.
Love is love.
All right.
Love is love.
Hey, everybody. John Lennon. Love is love, man.
Yeah, it's not funny when you lie on the floor with a fucking needle in your arm.
You're clearly on something because love is love is... No one sober has ever said that. Love is love.
I just repeated him.
That was me.
That was him.
So Jerry Soma is our bodyguard tonight. I think we should probably end this podcast.
Okay.
It's coming off the rails.
The devil's name is Jameson, in case you're wondering. He's Irish.
We want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in. We're going to celebrate our boy Bigfoot. And by the way, to the audience, thank you so much for all the kind words you've said about Bigfoot. Camera? Everything's on camera.
Oh, yeah, your hat is a Bigfoot hat. That's the support Bigfoot hat.
Oh, I love it. Yes, so Bigfoot, if you don't know, he's the dude I gave my kidney to. He's doing great.
He is.
He's doing...
He looks great, man.
He's celebrating life. I think we're going to just fucking get torn up over here.
Yeah, we're going to go celebrate him and his new-to-be wife. He's getting married coming up in April, so we're going to go out there tonight, do a little birthday party, a little pre-wedding.
Sign us off, and you should know the proper way to sign us off. So
before we go...
If you ever interrupt me, Panda,
I'm
again...
I'm so sorry.
I'm totally fucking... Dude, I should be interrupted more.
We should cut his mic.
Since this right here is almost gone, any chance you want to try the butt sex tonight?
You know what? Let's end that for a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And we're going to get that answer. Let us know in the comment section.
Well, we'll get the answer. I'll do it like Monday morning, what's on my mind at 6:20. Yes. Yes. Oh, we'll get into it. Ralston will love it.
Audience, we're going to answer to that cliffhanger.
I can tell you the answer. Oh my God.
We love you all, and Bigfoot is real. Woo!